hey, I get to play country DJ here.
Come on, everybody!
You're listening to Raul Malo with his group The Mavericks playing London's Royal Albert Hall in 1998. In his hands, a big Gibson L5 studio guitar. It's shiny white with a gold Bigsby tremolo and a black and white speckled pickguard. Now, flash forward to the spring of 2010. That's when heavy rains triggered massive floods in Tennessee and neighboring states. In Nashville, the Grand Ole Opry was swamped, as were other landmarks. Then there was the Soundcheck Warehouse near the Cumberland River, long considered safe keeping for hundreds of musical instruments. It, too, was flooded, most of its contents underwater and all but destroyed, including Raul Malo's prized Gibson. But now, a happy ending. He recently posted a photo of his treasured guitar, lovingly repaired by Nashville master instrument builder Joe Glazer. Raul Malo joins us from the studios of WPLN in Nashville. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me.
And also with him is the true hero of this piece, Joe Glazer. Hi, Joe.
Glad to be here.
So, Raul, let me start with you. What was special about this guitar that you absolutely had to have it repaired?
Well, I think, like any instrument, you know, whenever they come into your life, you know, sometimes you end up using them a lot for whatever reason, you know, that you bond with them or they inspire a song or there's just something about them. And this one, it looked fantastic on stage and it sounded great. So there was just something about it. I just loved playing it and it always inspired a melody, just inspired you to play.
So, Joe, why don't you tell us what happened to the guitar? What kind of shape it was in when it was brought to you?
Well, these instruments sat in a storage area submerged for 3 days, probably. The heat and cooling was off in the Soundcheck building where all the storage for all these bands was. And, you know, we opened the cases and took them out and took them apart. And it was extremely discouraging time. You know, it smelled bad. This was the river. This was diesel and sewage. And you can just imagine. But we took them apart and tried to triage. I ended up with about 150 of them back at my shop. And a number of them were Raul's. The white L5 would have been a basket case, except Raul's a sentimental and soulful character. And he came over and said, "Pal, can't we do anything about the white L5?
Well, we're going to play a little music here, one of your recordings from an album called Today, which is a great Cuban-themed record that you put out some years ago, and it features the guitar. Let's play it, and I want to hear you talk about it.
Clearly, this is pre-flood sounds, you know? So you can hear how beautiful, that beautiful tone, that unmistakable Gibson jumbo body tone, you know, that there's not many guitars that sound like that. And I dare say it's even better now.
So how is that? How is that possible?
Well, I have a theory. I think it really shows that there is a life to these instruments. They are changing. They are evolving as instruments get older. They sound different. And when they've been through something as traumatic as this, and I know this because every guitar that's come back to me from the flood has a newfound life, has a newfound vigor to it.
Joe, what's your take on that?
Well, you know, you said, how can it be good as new? And actually, instruments get better the moment they're not new.
Right.
And this has been true of violins. It's true.
Pianos, drums, yep. Everything.
And partly it's because they get played in. And as far as the water goes, I was joking around with one of you guys about the fact that we have a bathtub at my shop, and we were thinking about filling it with water and peeing in it and putting some motor oil in and seeing. But everybody, high-level studio guys and artists, when they got their instruments back, which they knew very well and recorded with, said, man, something's changed, and this guitar is the best it's ever been. I saw this so many times from so many disparate people that I just believe that things happen to wood and glue and stuff loosens up. And in the same way that Stradivari violins are considered to maybe be affected by in sound by the fact that the wood was floated down from the mills the river processing, particularly Nashville River processing, by the way, is very good for sound.
I know. We were joking. It's like, if I'd have known this, I'd have thrown my stuff in the Cumberland years ago, you know?
So we want to hear the guitar. I understand it's packed up and buried in a tour bus.
But... That's right. She's back on the workforce, man, you know?
But your road crew sent us some audio, so let's give a listen to it.
I love how the color has faded. I love how the paint has chipped away. And like the old Confucius saying, you know, better a diamond with a flaw than a pebble without. And she's certainly a diamond with a flaw, several of them, but a diamond no less.
Raul Malo and Joe Glazer from the studios of WPLN in Nashville. Thanks very much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure.